Hi and welcome to Let's Talk For Real. We're back again, back at it again. And yeah, I hope you guys have all had a good Easter. It's Easter now as we're recording.
Yeah, Sunday. Easter.
And if you guys don't know what we are, what we do is we're a podcast. We talk about all things real, all things opinionated, and it's all real issues and just a real general talk.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah is going to open us up with a funny joke. Now, there's a certain person dependent on this being funny, so it better be funny.
I think this is a quite good joke, I think. Alright. A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here."
Oh, just a ham sandwich is food.
Sorry, we don't serve food here, so yeah.
It's funny, but it's not.
I don't like too much full-on laugh jokes. I think it's too much. But I like that one. That's a simple one.
And before we... I might make this a segment. Like, before we get into the topics, we could do, like, a what's trending sort of thing. Or most recent sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we... But for this episode, we're going to do it. And we're going to do whatever the heck we want to do. Britain's Got Talent is back, for those who don't know.
Yay!
We watched recently, the third, second episode?
Third episode.
Okay, there are three episodes in, so if you guys just want to catch up or, you know, whatever, just go on YouTube or Pirate Bay or, you know, whatever method you have to watch your shows is totally up to you guys.
Yep.
But, oh, and I didn't explain this in the last episode, but if you guys had noticed, I don't have braces no more. For the people listening, I had braces, okay? Yeah. In case you don't watch us, I had braces.
Yeah, but now you have to, like, wear retainers for the rest of your life. But they're actually quite decent retainers, I think.
Yeah, they're see-through ones, but you could get ones that are, like, fixed permanently. Like, for life, innit?
Mm.
And that's what Paolo's going to do. But, with me, I wanted to get it done, yeah, but there was like to me, oh, but because of your situation and the way my teeth are formed and shaped or whatever, medical mumbo jumbo, they had to say,
yeah,
like, because of my condition, whatever it is, like, they know more than me in it. I can't have that done, so I have to have the see-through plastic one.
Yeah, definitely.
But to me, I mean, listen, yeah, it's for life, but for now, I wear it every day, all day, until, like, they tell me, yo, you can just wear it at night time, which is, when it's night time, it's calm.
And you use that teeth whitening kit, don't you, as well?
Yeah. Oh, and guys, yes, we're not getting promoted. We don't have advertisements yet, unfortunately. No. But, free shout out to H Smile. I'm not done with the process yet. I'm, what, 4 days in?
4 days in, so you've got to do it, like, after this podcast.
Yeah,
so
and
it's
then,
like, every night.
Yeah, or every morning,
however you guys decide
to do this. It's essentially, you might have seen it advertised all over the place. I saw this on Snapchat.
It's on TV.
A thing that looks like, a bit like a mic, actually. Same colour as the mic.
It's, like, oval.
Yeah,
not oval.
Oval,
but round.
Yeah, about, how do we say to the people listening?
I say, like,
okay,
maybe
the
size of your hand.
Okay, yeah, about half the size of your hand. Light oval shape with, like, a
rubber silicone, silicone.
And there's, like, this gel thing that you put on.
Yeah, and then you pop it in.
And pop it in your mouth.
And there's a light.
Yeah, and it looks stupid as hell, but there's a light, there's a button that you press, and a blue light comes on. And I think this blue light and the gel, that's the key, obviously, to what makes your teeth so white.
Mm.
It's supposed to be really good. I can't tell you guys because I'm not done with the full process yet, but I'm about 4 days in, and I can tell you, like, it actually has improved my teeth so far. So, yeah, I mean, I forget. How much did you pay? You got it for me for Christmas.
I paid about...
less than 30, isn't it?
£40, because it was originally a price, but I got, like, 25% off.
Yeah, because it was around Christmas time.
Yeah, it was around Christmas time, so about £40.
Yeah,
maybe
so,
less.
I mean, I'm guessing if you guys want to get it now, it's probably less than £50, or about around that sort of mark. I mean, it's worth it to me. Definitely. I think it's worth it. Mm-hmm. If you guys care about your teeth, then it's worth it. If you don't care about your teeth, then that's your choice, basically. So yeah, I would recommend them for sure. And so yeah, back to Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent, yeah.
Now, I have been a good fan of the show. I've watched it since it first started.
Same with me. I remember all the old acts, and I loved it ever since.
One of my favourite acts from like back then, like when it first started, is George Sampson.
George Sampson was quite good on his own.
Like, yeah. He's actually what got me in, not got me into it, but he's the one that sort of gave my, how do you say,
motto.
He's the one that not inspired me, but he's the one that
carried on make you watching the show.
No, not carried on making me watch the show. He's the one that made me have a different opinion about dancing.
Okay.
Because I used to just think, I don't want to do that crap, man. Come on. But yeah. Now, what he did was really good.
I think ever since, diversity, and flawness
as well.
I think, in my opinion, ever since he won the show, more dancers have came on.
Yeah.
And they probably think, if you can do it, we can do it. But there's only big groups of dancers, and there's maybe two or three or one.
He's the only one I know that was solo, that actually like was on that level.
Mm.
All the other ones were like a duo or a group, like you said.
A group, yeah.
But the year that Diversity won it, and I'm saying this right now, Flawless should have won that year. Flawless, I think, were better. Why Diversity? What? Because they have that little kid, that's it?
No. It's because they didn't just dance. They had an imagination as well.
So did Flawless.
They would just... Make example. I remember they made like, as you in a car or something, they did like a dance design. They made a car and him like, driving in it, or an aeroplane or something. That was like, oh my god, you know, how did they do that?
I don't remember the name of these two, but do you remember there was this two dance acts? Like one when they first came on, yeah. One was like a janitor, innit? That one was, I don't know what.
He started sweeping. It was like someone, for God's sake. Yeah. And then this other guy came for like this. And I'm like, oh my god.
And then they just started busting out the Indian music. I forget the name of that ad, but those two were my favourite, to be honest.
I thought this is going to be a boring one. I thought, Christ. And everyone was like, oh my god.
Those two were so sick. And there was these other two, these two white boys. They were quite skinny and tall. I think one had tea and one had pee or something like that.
I was Twist and Pulp. Twist and Pump.
Pulse or something like
Twist
that.
Twist and Pulse?
Something like that.
Twist and Pulse.
Those two were pretty funny as well. Yeah. Like you get the funny sort of ones like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know when this started happening, but I would probably say before their 10th anniversary, which was like 3 years ago, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just before then or just after then, the show's just gone down to crap, in my opinion.
I think
the standards have dropped dramatically. Mm. I remember the day, if you got, who got a Golden Buzzer recently? Because there's been some stupid ones that I could use as an example.
Do we want to use that one?
What one?
The boy on his own that was dancing.
Yes. This on the recent episode, episode 3 of the current season, there was this fat Indian boy, now... What was he, a singer? He was a dancer.
He was a dancer, right?
And not an impressive one, by the way. He was average at best. But his message was good. It was a good, important message. Basically, y'all look at me, I'm fat, but I can still do my thing.
But I can dance.
But, like, that don't get you... Like, that should not get you to the next stage just because you have a good message. Like, last year as well, opera charity or something.
Choirs.
Those choirs that represent charities, and there was the one with all the, like, listen, don't get me wrong, the message you guys are doing is good, but not on Britain's Got Talent. This is a show where you display your talents,
not a charity. It's like me going on there, wearing my top, right? And about 20 other people, I, for example, made a choir, but they'd wear the same top as me, and we started to sing. And saying, yeah, we're part of a charity, blah, blah, blah. We're here to sing choir. We're really good.
Because none of this stuff didn't happen back in the days, like back when it first started. And Simon and all the other judges, but mostly Simon, I would say, have really dropped their standards.
I think so,
in terms of like who they... This Gold Buzzer hasn't been there since the beginning, but this Gold Buzzer thing, they're not stingy with it no more.
They need restrictions more. So you can't do it on like...
Like there's this guy, I don't remember his name, but you know the one who's on every year. He comes every year.
Oh yeah, he's funny.
And now I don't even know what... He's always on British Got More Talent now because they don't give him the time of day.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's been on the recent one because I don't watch the More Talent no more. It's just a waste of time. Sorry, Stephen Manhattan, but it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, sorry, Stephen Manhattan,
yeah. Yeah, there's that guy, yeah? And he... Okay, don't get me wrong. The guy has zero talent, like nothing.
But I forgot what he does. What does he do? Sing, dance?
Everything.
He does everything.
Something different every year, that guy. But if they had the same mentality as they did with him with other acts, then I think it'd be better. You get some stupid people, like... The winner of last year, a disabled guy. He wasn't even that funny.
Who can't talk?
He can't talk. Oh, but he's disabled. And if we let him win, then we are going to spread a very important message that disabled people can do it too. Listen, don't get me wrong. It's a good message.
Yeah, but we don't want to keep doing it every
year. But not for Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. Brexit, that's it. I'm joking. Listen, if Brexit happens, you wouldn't even get half the contestants.
No, you probably most get of them like come on, less than even... a quarter.
Probably, yeah.
Less than a quarter, yeah. But thing is,
you remember those shadow dancers?
I think they should have won.
They didn't win.
They didn't win, but they
the
basically made shadows about.
Did they win?
Wait, what?
Stormtroopers. Remember the dancers, Stormtroopers?
No, they didn't win. No.
They didn't win, and listen, the acts that I'm naming on their respective years didn't even win, and they were the best. Remember that? Now, I don't want to sound racist, but do you remember that black comedian, the really funny fat butt tooth one?
I think so.
We saw him on recently The Apprentice, You're Fired.
I thought, great, he's made a first appearance ever since.
And he was actually really funny, but he didn't win. He's the one I most remember.
Yeah.
From his perspective, yeah, I forget what year these all acts were, but
that
it's just my point.
That was last year, I think.
Now, this guy did win, I'm going to mention. The magician, the one who brought a helicopter onto the stage, that one.
I forgot, which one was it?
The one that represented, he was with the army or something like this.
It was named Richard.
Richard something.
Richard, yeah.
Yeah, that guy was really good, and he deserved to win.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that guy was good. There's been other magicians that have been just as good as him, but I forget to be
honest.
Where's
that one with the mask, the white mask on, that's, you know, he had Anna Deck sitting on the stage, that mask.
That's recently. He's not that good.
No, that was obviously the previous episode. This was this year's
season. Yeah. He's not that good.
No, you think he's not that good?
No. Listen, I told you just at the time, if he had done it with Random Woman 1 and Random Woman...
He possibly would next time. No,
just to me, it just looks fits because you've got two people that have known each other for years.
Yeah.
They know the way each other think, and he just taps one, and then the other one's like, oh, I felt that. Like, come on, man. I don't believe that bosh. Honestly, like, stuff like. And the way as well, the way the hate the show now, man. Like, I watch it, of course, but
yeah, because it's entertainment.
I'm just hating everything it stands for these days. It's just like whoever has a good, important message, you're gonna win the show. Don't worry if you ain't got too much talent. If you can perform on a big stage, try your best. We've got you, fam. Okay, like that's the way I think it is. I don't mean to go on a rant here, but. I mean, you guys can put your comments down below. What do you think of the show? Do you think the standards have dropped? Do you think, like, perhaps, who knows, maybe you guys think it's gotten better since it first started? In some respects, it has. In some forms, it has.
Mm.
Like, in terms of what it stands for and stuff like that. But to me, like, there's only so much of the nonsense you could take if you know what it. America's Got Talent's better.
America's Got Talent. Oh yeah, because the magician we liked, he won first.
Yes.
He won all the way through, and I'm like, yes, that is American. That is America's Got Talent.
And that was the first time we actually watched America's Got Talent.
Oh yeah.
And the way they format the show is quite different, like in terms of the stages. But it's really, it was really hard because they was all really good, and there wasn't one. For example, let's say there's this old guy. I'm not saying this was an act, but let's just say it was. There's this old guy. His name's Ben. He's 64. He's British. He comes in and goes, "Hi, I'm Ben. I used to be a janitor. today I'm going to perform for you." And let's say Simon goes, "Okay, what are you going to perform?" And then he goes, "You'll see." And then he just strips off and goes, "La, la, 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 la," and just some next stupid thing. But the whole crowd laughs. And then you go, "Oh, yeah, you actually do. Yeah, we'll put you through." Like, but he did nothing talented. He just performed on the big stage.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. People, those sort of acts will go through these days. It's just, don't get me wrong. Like you said, there's entertainment at the end of the day. But
yeah,
to me, it's a talent show. That's the way I view it. It's
got talent, not Britain's Got
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
But I think there's a fine line between the two. But if I was a judge, I'm telling you now, I would be so much more stricter. And speaking of being more stricter, do you think the council need to be more strict about this homeless issue? And I got that cutaway perfect this time.
Whoa, I think... So
example number one.
Yes.
In Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
On my journeys, I go to Finsbury Park from day to day.
Okay.
And there's a certain tunnel on my certain path of my certain destination.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always, well, now they've put like barriers to make it not as bad, but there's still this one homeless person there. But before that, there was like a whole row of homeless people underneath that bridge.
I remember now. There's about, what, 6, 7?
Maybe 5 or 6. Something like that. But to me, Paolo made a good point to me a few weeks ago. I don't know if this was on a podcast. I think this was just me and him talking.
Yeah.
He said to homeless, he never questioned it. He said it as it is. He said, like, the way he views it is homeless people choose to be homeless.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I think in a way, I think because if they do nothing with their life, they haven't got anywhere, they'll probably end up, obviously in the past they've had a job, they've had a house, and then obviously they've tried their best to find a job, they can't find a job, the rent is due, they can't pay the rent, they've got kicked out, that's made them homeless, no nothing. Obviously it's their choice.
Well, a little...
It's that long story, you know, that went from having a home to a job to homeless. That's how it could happen.
Well, a little exclusive for you guys, and something that Hannah may not know. Well, she might do, but not to this extent.
No.
And no one else is going to know this. You guys are getting it exclusive. I could have been homeless.
You could have been homeless.
I could have been homeless.
In what way?
Well, let's hypothetically say we never met, yeah?
Okay.
Right, and you know what the struggles I was going through with tonnage from my when I was doing plumbing, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, when I first started plumbing,
mm-hmm.
Now, when I first started, I was doing okay, because I was doing my part-time job, which you know, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But then, when I got up to level 3, I was still doing my part-time job, but nowhere near as many hours, yeah?
Okay.
So for me, income was starting to become quite hard, yeah?
Yeah.
And I don't do none of these benefits things or none of that rubbish, yeah? I don't like doing that stuff, innit? And so when I was doing that, I was really focusing more onto the education side of things than the work side. Without the work, I wasn't getting the income, right?
Yeah.
And in education, I had to keep buying certain books to help the process of things, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And after around about just before my level 3 had ended, I went on to do gas, yeah?
Yeah.
This year right here was the hardest one. 2018, that is the what? Well, apparently that was my year anyway. 2018 was my Chinese New Year. Yeah. Apparently, unfortunately. I don't see how my mum said maybe it was a year that I learned, and to be honest, it was. I know they're not. That
I think
year.
It's the year that you learned, not it's your year, but it's what you learned from. And
yeah, it's like I think parents shared. No, did he? I don't know. Someone shared something like this on Facebook, saying like 2018, thanks for the memories, but stay away or something like that. Like thanks for the memories, but F off sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, so coming up to 2018, the gas now. I had no job because I had left my part-time job to really focus on the gas.
Yeah.
Because the gas took my full attention. It was so hard.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
As you know. And because I wasn't working, I had to keep asking, not asking, but like, because you was working at the time.
I was working, yeah, but only like,
what? You was only doing whatever it was you was doing as well at the time, yeah?
No, I was still working. In,
yeah, yeah, you was doing whatever you was. And
hospitality.
Yes. And because you had work, you was supporting me and myself and my mum whenever she would be asking for the money for the rent and stuff like that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And my mum, of course, she gets an income, but it is what it is, isn't it? And so hypothetically, now say I never met you, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing the gas. I would still do the gas. I don't think not meeting you would change my mind on that. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. But let's say I never and I'd done the gas, yeah?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And now, the way I am, I don't ask for nothing. So if I was doing the gas, I would not ask my mum for nothing. I would not ask you for nothing. So then I would just be working. I mean, No, I wouldn't, because I wasn't working.
No.
I would be doing the education.
Mm.
And I would have, like, zero income. So I might retract what I say. I don't think I would have been homeless, because I would have my mum. Because I live with my mum.
Yeah, and you have this room.
Yes. So I don't think I would have been homeless as such, but I think it would affect the friendships that I have now, because I wouldn't go out at all.
Yeah, like, you won't be able to go out, so say, no, I can't, or why?
And I can't eat as well, and that's, of course, my mum buys me food, and my mum does this, that, and the other, but my mum can only do so much.
Yeah.
And so let's say, for argument's sake, let's say for some stupid reason, I said, you know what, I'm done with my mum, I don't want to be with her no more. I got some next cancelled place for, like, okay price, like, rent-wise, not like mortgage wise, but rent wise.
It's harder than it looks actually to get a council place. We found that.
I know, but this is a hypothetically. Yeah. I got a place. I couldn't keep up with the rent. I would not ask my mum for nothing, and I wouldn't know you, so I would be homeless.
Mm.
Because the way I am, I don't ask people for anything, and so I would have been homeless, but. This is the difference between me and the homeless people that there is, yeah?
Yeah.
With me, I believe if I had ever gotten to that situation, I would ask. That's what I believe. If I had ever been so down to that situation, I wouldn't know you at the time, obviously, so I would ask my mum, or I would say to my mum, like, yo, listen, like, things ain't working out for me, mum. Like, this college is too much. I have no income. I don't want to work, because if I work, it's going to distract me from the education.
Mm.
So, like, I would have just said to her, yo, I need to move back in. Nice, simple. So, yeah, I mean, that's my little side story. I think I could have been homeless. If certain things had gone or not gone a certain way, I could have been.
I think I got kind of butterfly. The butterfly effect for yeah. myself.
That's like, the, yeah, if that's I remember, what this is
I think if I carried on with my hospitality jobs and I didn't even think about going to that other job I was, you know, staying long term with, I think I know I wouldn't get nowhere. I'd hate going to it. I think I'd just...
But that's different to what we're talking about. We're talking about homeless issues. And
yeah, homeless, yeah.
What I'm thinking is, these people that are homeless, yeah, this is where I sort of agree with what Pano said. They choose to be homeless. I think they choose to not be in houses, if that makes sense.
Not be in houses?
Yeah, so...
Right.
Let's say they was in the same situation as me. The same situation. But they don't ask for help. They don't have no one. But they do, come on, you're telling me all these homeless people, they ain't got at least a mum or a dad, they don't have either one of them.
Maybe because they had a bad argument with their parents or their family or their friends and they
the didn't whole lot. Well, if that's the case, why? Why did they have a bad argument with the whole family and friends? Because you screwed up. It's your fault.
You're doing drugs or stupid shit yourself. Exactly. It could have been drugs. It could have been money laundering or whatever you call it.
It's down to them,
not your family or your friends or something.
But this is what I'm saying though. If the person really doesn't want to be homeless, then you have to find a way to make it up to your family, make it up to your friends, ask them for help, say to them, yo, I'm going to change my ways, fam.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, they just, for whatever reason, I believe most of them don't do that.
Mm.
Like when we was out earlier today, we was walking past a homeless person.
So
and
many.
She was just like, for the people listening, she had her head down and her hands up, holding a cup, like, yo, please, I need money, fam. And I just walked past her, I said, yo, listen, there's always vacancies at McDonald's. And then when we walked past back,
She was gone.
Who knows, maybe I changed her life, maybe she's gone to the nearest McDonald's now and she's gone to apply for vacancy somehow.
Yeah, how you can't, once you're homeless, I think most of the jobs now you apply for is like, oh, just go online. I thought, what if you don't have a computer or internet? You can't do nothing, can you?
You could go to an internet cafe.
Or internet cafe, yeah.
Don't tell me there's never a way to apply, there is always ways. Try and tell me a way that you can't apply, because there is.
You can play, but what?
And sit back.
Sorry.
If you do that, you're going to mess up the sound. But there's always a way to apply for a job. Always. If you have no money, no problem, ask for a loan. If you have bad credit score, then ask a friend. If your friend says no, then kill yourself.
Yeah,
I'm joking, don't kill yourself.
No, don't.
But I'm just saying, like, there's always an option. Always.
That's just not
an always.
Option. I mean, I think...
This is whether you choose to take the option. Or not to take the option.
Okay, I think I'm so grateful that I'm not homeless. I mean, I feel like I was going to become having no job, no money. I'm thinking, Christ, I'm going to have to move back to Norwich.
Yeah. But, yeah, so what the council could do...
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not too sure, to be honest with you guys. I mean, there's this place called Shelter, is it? Some... charity called Shelter.
Shelter, never
it's,
heard of it.
It's a charity that you apparently help the homeless.
Right.
There's your favourite one. There's Salvation Army.
Salvation. Don't talk to me about
it. There's them.
Actually, no, they only come out once a year, which is Christmas, so they're not legit. So don't even bother going to the Salvation Army.
There's for the people that are actually homeless, go to the job centre, see what they have to say.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they can help you, maybe they can't, but maybe they can advise you. For the government side of things, you know what? You can't really stop a man from sleeping on the streets.
You can't, it's not their
fault.
I mean,
you could stop them, but then they're just gonna, I don't know, go 10 blocks down and sleep on the next street.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and arrest them? Well, if you arrest them, they're gonna be happy because they have a place to sleep and shelter.
Yeah, at least have a roof over their head.
So, right, I don't... It's a complicated subject, to be honest with you.
Mm.
I don't know what more they could do, to be fair. I mean, you can't essentially give out free money just for being homeless. So, I'll leave it to you guys in the comment section below, or email us, or, follow us on Twitter, all that jazz.
Instagram.
Yeah. Put it all down there. I mean, I actually don't know, to be honest with you.
I normally
have opinions about that, but to improve on the situation,
I think in
build
my opinion,
more houses,
build more
which
houses.
They are doing.
Yeah, but it's only like they say, like, or build how like affordable housing, and thinking affordable housing, London. Are you mad? You know.
Like, yeah, that's a point they could make. Maybe things cheaper.
I mean, when it comes to housing. Now, where I used to live, and they have bloody good, decent houses, the same they would have in London, and they would have a help to buy scheme, like 5% off on them, your deposit's gone.
Mm.
And the house would be, for example, like 180,000, and it would be like a 4-bedroom house, nice garden, living room, kitchen, your hallway for 180,000. Now in London, guess how much that would be?
Too much.
Way too much. And that's obviously up in north of area, but it's just ridiculous when it comes to house prices here. Where I used to live, I think if I'd have enough, never I'd have enough money to buy a place here. But I mean, definitely where I used to live, I think I would, you know.
And moving on from the homeless,
yeah,
because we're going to be talking about that for way too long.
Yeah.
Do you think, and this is sort of linked, do you think people should adopt instead of having their own biological children? Like, they should adopt more?
Well, that's a good question, but my brain says, like, why should we? I mean, if we want our own...
That's what your brain says. My brain says yes. It would be my heart that says no.
Your heart says no, but your brain says yes.
Yeah, like...
I say what your heart says.
To me... I think they should. People should be adopting a lot.
Because there's so many kids still in, like, orphanages and houses and that. Many kids.
Yeah, there's that side to it as well, but there's not...
I'd happy to, like, adopt, like, a child, but have one child of my own, if you know what I mean. So I have two, if you
that
know
That doesn't
I mean.
Help the situation I'm about to say, because if people keep getting together like rabbits, then there's going to be way too many of us way too quickly. But if you adopt who's already here instead of adding to the population, then it's going to help. Well, not, yeah, it will help to level out these deaths and births schematics, if you will. Because there's way too many. There's way too many population right now. If people just keep going, oh, well, I want my own kid. Now, of course, you do get the people that can't have their own kids, so they have no choice but to adopt. But me personally, yeah, I wouldn't adopt. That's just me. But I think people should. Now, I know it means they're not coming from me with what I just said, but I think people should. Because, like, let's say you meet the kids, yeah, because you don't just walk in there and go, right,
I want that one.
No, that's, it's not like when you go to a dog shop and you go, I want that one. Nah. Like, there's a
whole... You have to go and meet everyone.
You have to meet the person in charge of the children.
If people want meetings. To... Now, I'm going to talk about a horror movie. If people want to adopt a kid from a home, don't watch Orphan, because this orphan girl, she's not actually a girl, like a small girl. She's actually an adult, but she looks like a kid. I mean, don't watch it. If you want to adopt a kid, don't watch that movie, because you'll think, I'm not adopting a kid. Because you probably think, oh no, she's going to murder my husband, and then she's...
But there's a whole process to it. From what I know, I think, like, you speak to the person in charge of the children. She goes, okay, cool, I'm going to set up your first meeting or whatever with the child. Then you go to the adoption place again and speak to the child. Have that little interaction so you know, oh, I actually like this kid. He seems cool. Or she seems cool.
And smart.
Yeah. And so then the adoption person probably goes, like, oh, yeah, okay, so... We're going to bring their child to you this time, to your home, so we can see what your home is like, if your home is suitable for this child.
Yeah.
So then that happens, and then they do that, but then they go, actually, no, your house is a bit too dangerous. You've got live sockets all over the place, or something like that. But, or it could be the opposite. It could be, you know what, your home is perfect. Now we're going to do a third meeting, but the child stays with you for, I don't know, a few nights, or whatever it is, something like that. And now, of course, the child has to like the parents or parents as well. And with that, in fact, you you have a lot more chance of adopting if you're with someone.
Oh, I think
if
so,
you're
yeah,
a
because
single
they wouldn't
person,
a single person, a single mother,
like,
dad, yeah.
They will.
But that I find that quite wrong, because they're making it look like you won't be a fit enough parent. But if you're used to being a single mum or dad and you've already had kids of yourself, so yeah, I can, you know, handle it.
Okay, let's say I'm 29. I really want a kid, but I know I don't want a relationship. I want to go adopt a kid. I want to try everything I can to adopt a kid, but they won't let me. and I'm a really good person, I'm really caring, really nothing, but they just won't give me a kid.
Or you can ask your friend to help you out.
That's not the point I'm trying to make. The well, point I'm trying to that. Make, yeah, like, they won't help me out just because I'm a single person who has no zero like child experience. I don't mean for that to sound any wrong, but I don't have any experience looking after a kid. Like, come on, like, what? Just because I'm single. It's not right, I think.
Hmm.
I get what they're saying. It's more of a stable family, but come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of do know what you mean.
I think people just there's. Okay, for example, these African adverts you see on the TV all the time. Oh, Kawanu has to walk 200 miles.
Just for water.
Just for water.
Mm.
Just £1 a month to adopt Kawanu will really help his whole village or whatever it is. Listen,
that's
not adoption. That's just sending money to Africa to help them with the trouble that they're in. Yeah, which don't get me wrong, I'm not dissing it. I'm just dissing the advert itself. If you want to adopt a kid, then bring them to your house, love them, look after them, that sort of thing, innit? Like, that's not adoption. That's just literally sending money to a charity, really. You don't think so?
Yeah, obviously, come on.
And moving on to all that, to my favourite part, what's the score?
What's the score?
And before we start doing our normal what's the score predictions, Paolo has sent us his top 6 predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I might as well tell you guys what his are. Just to remind you guys as well, what ours was. Hannah, we'll start with Hannah,
mm-hmm.
From top to last, well, sixth. Hannah said City to win, Liverpool to become second, Arsenal to be third, Spurs to be fourth, Chelsea to be fifth, Man U to be sixth. Me, I said Man City to win, Liverpool to become second, Arsenal third, Chelsea fourth, Man U fifth, Spurs sixth. And then, Paolo, he said Liverpool to win the league, Man City to become second, Spurs to be third, Arsenal to be fourth, Man U to be fifth. Coming from a Man U fan, that's quite surprising, but considering they've lost 4-0 today against on Sunday, Everton,
yeah.
That's not surprising.
Nope.
And I'm quite surprised they lost so badly, to be honest with you. And Chelsea to be sixth is what he said. So, just to keep you guys updated on that. Now, for our 3-game prediction for the next week games starting from Friday the 26th, yeah?
Okay.
So, I'll start with this one. Tottenham at home against West Ham.
I think... How good are West Ham?
They're good on their day. They can be good.
Okay.
They've got good players.
I'd say a 2-1 to Spurs.
I would like to agree with you, but I hate Spurs.
I know, but I'd say 2-1 to Spurs. I mean, I don't know. I'd say that, yeah.
I will go for a 2-2. I think it'll be a high-scoring game, and I don't want Spurs to win, basically. So I'm going for a 2-2.
I'm trying to be truthful here. I mean...
I know. Listen, I probably agree with you, but I'm going for a 2-2. I don't care. Of course, we always do the Arsenal game.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal away. Not home, like we were against Crystal Palace, losing 3-2, by the way. But we're away to Leicester. With... What's his name again? The manager? I talk about him sometimes. The Irish manager. Brendan Rodgers, that's it.
Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, he's in charge of
so
Leicester.
So Arsenal away to Leicester, yeah?
Yes.
Ooh, I see a 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah, I got to be honest.
You know what? I will say 2-1.
Ooh.
I don't... Because after that, yeah, we've got the Wolves game. That's the one I'm scared about.
Yeah.
Because we've lost against Crystal Palace, I don't think Arsenal are going to... They need to step up, and I hope they will, so I'm going to go for 2-1 for Arsenal winning that game.
Okay.
Now the third and final game, Man U versus Chelsea, top six battle.
Okay.
Man U are home.
Right, I think it will be a 3... Oh my god. Actually, I'll go for a 3-2... Oh my god, I don't know which side. Because Chelsea are quite... Actually, I'll do a 3-2 to Chelsea. Sorry, a 3-2. A 3-2 to Man United. Sorry.
Final decision?
Yeah, 3-2 to Man United, yeah.
I'm going to do 1-0 for Man U. Okay. I don't think Man U are going to be up for the game. I think they're really struggling for form, but Chelsea are very trapped right now, so I think they'll still beat them, but it won't be a high-scoring game. I'm going for 1-0 Man United. And yeah, before we get on to your part, we forgot...
Forgot.
It's Dax!
It's Dax.
Right, so, for you guys who don't know, yeah, there's this... the only reason me and Hannah know is because we follow someone called KSI.
Yep.
And Dax had beef with Okay, so KSI basically chatted nonsense about him, and then Dax got offended, and then this tracks came back, and...
Yeah.
All that panache. If you guys want to know about it, just look up on KSI, and you'll know all about the drama they had. Apparently they want to fight as well, but that's a whole other thing.
I think they don't.
Well, KSI said, yo, I'll fly you over, and then Dax was just like, nah, I have my music tour coming up. But whatever. He's made a new song called Last Words. What do you think of this?
Really interesting. I think it has a suitable meaning to it.
I like the beat and the flow. It's really nice.
Yeah, I like that as well.
The music video to me is a bit weird, but
it's weird. But most... If no one's watched the video, I think if the scenery wasn't a rainy scene.
Yeah, but it suits. I think that suits the song, the rain.
I imagine if there was like no rain and the guy's just holding a gun to his head.
It'd be a bit weird.
Everyone would be like, "It's not raining. Where's the rain?"
Yeah, exactly. But I really like the song, to be honest. I think Dax is actually a really good singer. He's out the whole YouTube rapper scene. I would say he's second best.
Yeah, I think when you listen to it without like looking, you got to admit it sounds a bit like Eminem.
Yes.
If you don't think he sounds like Eminem, there's something wrong with your hearing.
Yeah. A young version, though, not the current version.
No, the obviously what current version?
Like current Eminem right now, he sounds different. If you listen to Eminem singing these days,
yeah,
he sounds different to when he first started. Yeah.
I mean the old Eminem, obviously.
Yeah, like Slim Shady days. And so yeah, he was on Genius recently talking about, you know what Genius is. They talk about
the verified lyrics and what it means bit by bit, verse one, chorus, and then you go back to the second verse, and
that's it. Yeah. And so he was saying the meaning behind it is like, so if it was your last day on earth, what would you do? Because he was saying he's had quite a few near death experiences, isn't it?
I have as well, I've got to admit.
And me as well, I've had quite a few.
Yeah,
to be
you
honest.
Have, I know you have.
I've had too many to be honest.
I think I had about 3.
Okay, I don't know. I actually thought four
because of my... So yeah, that's my near-death experience.
Me, I can't even count. I don't know how many.
In high school, it was my death, but so yeah.
I've had too many to count. But he was saying, after his near-death experiences, and I think it was sort of the same for me as well, after them, he felt so energized, so like, rah, I need to change my life, I need to be more... He felt so much more drive about what to do, innit?
Mm.
And he's saying, now imagine if you feel like that every single day of your life. So it's like your life, let's say our life is on, you know, when we watch Sky, we watch at normal speed.
Uh-huh.
But then let's say if we felt like that every single day, then our life would be on fast forward. We would be so much more quicker in what we need to do because we'd be so pumped all the time. Because we keep on being like, yo, I'm going to die tomorrow. I need to do this, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, there's only like a 50-50 chance if you are going to go.
Exactly. And he was saying like, and I think this is probably true. I can't say because I'm not dead. And when I'm dead, I can't tell you. So I can only give you my opinion. Which is like, what he said, when people die, they look up to God. They go to God like, yo.
And pray.
Yeah, like, listen, I'm about to die. Like, you need to help me out here.
Yeah, I need the escalator to the skies.
Like, I need your forgiveness.
Yeah, I mean, I might have done several sins, but I've totally washed them away. I mean, I need to go have peace right now. You know what I mean?
Born a winner, die as a sinner. That's yeah, one of his lyrics.
Born as a winner, die as a sinner. What, yeah?
I forget the order, but it's something like that. And interesting part as well about depression. He was saying like a song like something to do with depression. I forget how you mentioned it exactly. But this is very interesting. How do you diagnose depression?
Probably the way the person's saying how they're feeling.
But listen,
you can't.
Listen to this. He made a very good point here. He said that no one, absolutely no one, and if you say you are, private message me if you are, because I don't believe that you are. But he said that no one person is happy all the goddamn time.
No one's happy all the time.
No one. And if you are, you're lying. You're lying to me. You're lying to yourself, but more importantly, you're lying to me.
I think when it comes to being happy all the time, I mean, when I go to work, I'm always smiling, and then obviously when
you're putting on the face.
You put on a face. I always put on a face at work, but then when I come home and I'm like, piss off. I don't want to know anyone. I just want peace on my own.
Oh, you know what's that KSI song called?
Pull up.
No. Liberty F alone. I want to do my own.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You want to be in my zone.
I want to be in my zone. I'm always in my zone. When I come home, I know I can be in my zone and do whatever.
Exactly. But it's true. How do you diagnose depression? Because to me, everybody has their depression moments.
I think I'm just unlucky.
I had a lot. I was very depressed. Deep down inside, when I was really depressed, I was just doing anything.
And you have something deep inside you want to say, just say it to me. I'm not going to judge you. You sound guilty or something. That's the way it kind of affected me. This is why when it comes to education, reading, stuff like this, we've always spoken about it. That's why I'm so passionate to tell you guys.
You don't need education.
He was very smart, and he had a good job at Calvary. Because of that, he's where he is now. But then you've got someone sort of, obviously, and then sugar, because he's very smart. I'm sure he's like, how did they get here? They got different shares in the company. Like, come on.
Well, not the guy who created Mike or Steve Jobs wanted to do something very bad in college. I don't know if it's the Microsoft guy, Bill Gates, or Steve Jobs.
Life, for my mind, Life Choices, they talk about different face, celebrities that are now in today, what they've succeeded, and for example, Mr. Bean, he's not that ugly, he's not that ugly, you know, he got turned down from like audition for movie or film because he wasn't that good looking, but obviously someone had opened their eyes. And this guy is funny, and he doesn't have to talk.
Exactly, he just has to do action, and everyone's in hysterics.
Mr. Bean goes shopping, or he's in a pool, or he's in a auction or something, you know. I mean, that's just, I enjoyed it a lot. But do you prefer Mr. Bean or Johnny English? So there's really only two things down. He's done in terms of the big screen. Mr. Bean in terms of the movie and TV shows, or Johnny English, that the movie series. What role do you prefer him in?
I think
the Johnny English one. Really? We partially are. I think when it comes to movie, it's Johnny English, but he can only be in his Mr. Bean character. To be honest, I prefer Johnny English, but that's just me. But yeah, so if you want to say about the Sun.
Because he said you had a few points. I think he has a point where I remember he said, you know, you're on your knees. Like you said, you just have two minutes to say before Project, and he shouts, it's not his name, who he is. It means something as well. I forgot. Yeah, at the end of the video. It's not saying it's stacked before someone shoots him. It's a special yourself.
DJ Khaled, another one. We the best music. Studio DJ Khaled. What's my name? Say it again. No, no. But you see what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not like Drake does it. Kanye West used to do something back in the day. Everyone has their own. Okay. Calm Fit Music. Who's that? Calm Fit Music. Yes.
Oh, it's one that goes Calm Fit. Calm Fit Music.
Oh. Acorn.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Everyone has their own introduction to this person, and this person is successful anyway. It's true, isn't it?
Everyone has their own little introduction, I think.
I can't name any popular artists, I don't see any. Even Landolf has one, I forget. Look into them. And if you guys want to listen to that song, watch it on YouTube.
I think Notre Dame church. The cross has not been touched. It has not been fired on. I'm thinking, well, that says there's something in that church to protect that cross from fire. And that made me feel about, I'm like, wait, the whole building is just on fire. And there's a, I saw this on Facebook, it said 700 million people in tears or something. It says two buildings on fire, show Notre Dame church fire, and then it shows Grenfell Tower on fire.
So the death toll, 72 people died in Grenfell, and that whole incident affected 8 million people in total.
But only 2.8 given to the fixers, to be honest.
But then again, you've got some of them living in places, shelter stuff like this, so don't get me started.
Then when it's
Oh, wait, no, 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 sorry.
80 million people affected, 700 million was raised for the Notre Dame church in Paris in 24 hours, and no one died.
Don't have a cry about it, you mostly talk about Grenfell Tower because people died. Exactly. I mean, we've lost so many lives already, and it's not even halfway through 2019 yet, and soon as I feel like it's only January, and it's been in January as well, five knife crimes?
I think only the reason why 700 million raised is because they luckily have had a billion in their heads to help them rebuild the church. But when it comes to us and London, Grenfell Tower, I mean, people have to push in themselves to raise money, and that really feel like it's this really day society. It's unconscious from because not right fully.
Speaking of stabbing, someone else today has been stabbed on Easter Sunday. It was knocked off a motorbike and stabbed 23-year-old.
Whereabouts? Eastbourne.
I wonder where that is. Interesting news day. Sort of half good, half bad. The hottest Easter Sunday on record, we have never had an Easter Sunday this hot since 2011. Pretty interesting. Now to get to what I said, the first time. Sri Lanka.
There was a terrorist attack there. How do you say it?
Sri Lanka.
Okay, I'll leave it up to you.
Sri Lanka.
There was a bomb, a terrorist attack there, yeah? If I'm not wrong, I think it said there was 28 people killed or something like this.
I think I heard about 28, maybe more, maybe less.
I forget what the figure was. And to me, this terrorist thing is getting too much now. But lately, it had been quiet until then. And looking on my phone, I've seen there's also another incident in
Sri Lanka.
Yes. There was a pipe bomb found at the most major airport. They say if it had gone off, it could have killed 207 people in the area.
Oh my god.
But the Air Force has destroyed it, so it's gone now. But imagine if that had gone off as well. To me, there's a friend of mine that wants to go to Sri Lanka and he wants me to go with him, but I'm hearing all. I'm going to tell you afterwards, but
okay.
After seeing all this, I ain't going there. You can forget it. I mean, anything that you had to say about the news?
Sri Lanka?
No, just in general. Did you have any news story you wanted to say? I've said mine.
I think that's the most the top.
Not really a story. The Galaxy, the latest Galaxy phone, the Fold.
It's already cracked.
Yes.
Story cracking.
Someone has already destroyed it just by doing the folding thing so many times. Now, I'll leave it to yourselves if you want to get the phone or not. It's about to crack. It's about the average price these days, which is £1,000, unfortunately. Me personally, what I'm going to do, I'm going to wait for the S10 Note. I want to see what S10 in me. Seems to be a good phone. Yeah, that's just really what I wanted to say. I just wanted to put that in there.
Wow. And I think I found one news, but I'm not sure if it's kind of...
Yeah, but was there anything that you wanted to talk about news-wise?
News-wise?
We good?
Actually, about the climate protesters.
Oh, yes. Is that still going on?
That's still going on, I think. Because when I tried to, obviously, go to work, normally there's only a certain amount of hours on the bus that you have to go, but I'm lucky enough to get off about 5 or 6 stops before it. As you know, on Waterloo Bridge, there's a bunch of protesters and old people and teens and young adults on there protesting about the climate change. Obviously, in my opinion, there's nothing we can do about the climate change.
No, there is. We can recycle and stuff like this, but...
Yeah, all right, in that way. And obviously, global warming is still happening because, as you know, the back in... where the polar bears live, the penguins, all the ice animals, they're basically their land is melting a lot. And Chris, can you not? This is being serious.
Yeah, animals, I'm listening.
Animals are dying because of us out there, you know that.
And we're most importantly, the world. Forget the polar bears, the penguins. We have to save the penguins. The penguins are the ones that are going to die.
And poor penguins. Oh, do you want to adopt a penguin?
Yes.
Or do you mean like Mr. Popper's penguins?
I want to adopt penguin because I can relate to them.
So, yeah. And
they're beautiful creatures.
Going back to the protesters, there are old people there. And I'm thinking, why are they there? They're going to be dead long gone before our great-great-great-grandchildren are going to be like here. And the world is going to be more messed up. So I don't know why there's old people protesting. Because they'll be dead long gone. Me and Chris will be dead long gone. My sister will be dead long gone. My grandparents will way be dead long gone. I mean...
But the one thing that will continue is this podcast right here. So make sure you subscribe, you follow us, you like us on all the socials. Yep. Because this podcast is going to stay and it's going to continue for generations.
What, we're going to...
My kid is going to do this. My kid's kid is going to continue the legacy.
And his kid's kid is going to do it.
Exactly. So make sure you guys stay tuned because we are going to be the podcast, not just for this generation, but for the next generation and all the generations onwards.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you like to get your head yourself. I'm talking about climate protesters and you're talking about the... Oh, don't mind. Anyway, so yeah, hopefully everything will get back to normal with, you know...
Traffic and all that.
Traffic and that, with the Waterloo Bridge being unblocked. All the protesters have gone home, so we've had enough of this crap. We can't do nothing now, you know. If you know what I mean. Hopefully they've gone bored themselves. So, do you want to fancy going home? Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, this is all
well,
we can do.
Forget this. No one's listening to us.
Exactly. I mean, there's, I think, a lot of damage more going on than...
And most importantly, Article 53. We can't even have any memes anymore, guys. Memes, like...
Memes?
What's wrong with memes, man?
Is PewDiePie still doing memes? He's still doing memes. And he's not. Yeah. And he's not... getting done for it, so we can still do memes. I love memes. I mean, come on.
They make me laugh, man.
Yeah, especially the Thanos one.
Like, can I not laugh, please?
Yeah, I want to laugh. I mean, laughing is not a crime. Maybe it's a meme is a crime, but forget about it. Got more water.
Yeah. But those are our stories for today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All the ones we wanted to talk about. And we have gone on for quite some time, so I shall save our two topics that we had for another time, which we can save, which is going to be cool. Like I said before, when she made it so perfectly for me about generation and stuff like that, like us on Facebook. No, sorry, follow us on the Facebook page.
Follow us on Facebook.
Follow us on Instagram,
Twitter.
Don't forget to email us.
Email.
It will be in the description because I can't be bothered to say it.
Listen.
Our Twitter name is in the description because I cannot be bothered to say it. Our Instagram is in it. Oh, everything you need is in the description.
Yep. And what else? Listening on Podbean.
Podbean, which will be in the description. Everything will be, if you're listening on Spotify, just check us out on YouTube. All the names are in the description, as I said. And if you guys need help learning how to subscribe, I'm going to leave it here that the annotations do not pop up now and show you how to subscribe. Tick that bell so you get notified the second we upload, Cass, you
then
get
you,
me?
And then you smack that subscribe button.
That's it. I'm going to leave that little video that shows them how to do it, don't worry. And guys, I hope you've had fun. I've actually enjoyed this one. Well, not to say I don't enjoy the others, but I'm just going to go before we start rambling on. Hope you guys have a good week. See you guys the next time.
See ya.